This is the United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello and welcome to the USEA's official podcast. I'm Chris Stafford. And on this week, when the Rolex Kentucky three-day event gets underway, we look at the role of volunteers and volunteer philanthropy. The Rolex event, of course, relies on hundreds of volunteers each year to make it the success that it is. But all levels of the sport rely heavily on the willing volunteers, and one of those is Don Trotter, who has been an avid supporter and volunteer of the sport for many years. Don is based in Area 5 in California and can often be found at events such as Galway Downs and Twin Peaks as the ring steward. Hello, Don. Welcome back to the program.
Hi, Chris. Thanks for having me.
Well, we've spoken before, but this is an extension, really, of the volunteering that we've touched on in the past, because you've been doing it for quite a while now. Let's talk a little bit about your background. You're based near Temecula, California, but let's start by giving the audience a little bit of background as to your involvement generally in the sport and how you got to where you are now volunteering.
Well, in 2009, previous to 2009, we had done some eventing shows, and Pam and I just were really getting into the sport. Pam comes from an equine background, and I come from a science background in our careers. But in 2009, we went in partners with Gina Miles after the Olympic Games on a horse named Sunsprite Patronus. We called him Patrick. And I have to tell you, Chris, I was a horrible horse show husband. I would wander around. I'd get lost. My wife would lose me. And it was kind of a joke in the barn aisles that, here comes Don, hide. So in 2009, also, a super ring steward from the East Coast who would come to the West Coast to do shows trained me to be a ring steward. And from there, I just started volunteering at different shows and here on the West Coast in Area 6. And just came to really love the job. And since I'm a retired person, and since I love horses, I found a little niche in eventing where I didn't have to ride. So I didn't have to, I didn't have to get hurt. And to preserve these old bones, I just became a ring steward and have just enjoyed it ever since.
Well, this is a long time that you've been doing it, obviously seen the sport from all angles. What do you most enjoy about it in the first place? When you expressed how enthusiastic you are, but what is it that makes you come to these events and give so much of your time, Don?
I have to tell you that it's the riders. It truly is. That's where it begins and that's where it ends. It really is about the competitors. They, from the senior novice or beginner novice amateurs to CCI three-star, just being able to, for them, to have a friendly face in their cross-country warm-up, in their show jumping warm-up, and periodically even in their dressage warm-ups, sets them at ease. It relaxes them. People get nervous about things like this. They have an expensive horse whom they love, they don't want to get injured. They don't want to get injured. And having a friendly face helps them with their confidence. And that is the beginning and the end of it for me. I really, really, really like our riders here on the West Coast. And because I've been able to have the privilege to do a couple of AECs and some other shows around, I've gotten to meet quite a few really, really great upper level writers from across the country, and some who have transplanted to the East from here in the West, whom I'm especially fond of.
Now, which events do you mostly support? You said you've done a couple of the AECs, but and presumably Galway Downs, of course, being your local Gymkhana, so to speak. But what other ones? Twin Rivers?
I do Twin Rivers. I just got back from Twin Rivers, the CIC 3-star. I also do pretty much every Woodside. I've been at the old Ramcap, Fresno Horse Park, and I also am a volunteer at Copper Meadows in Ramona, California, which is in San Diego County.
Right. Now, what do you enjoy of the different roles that you can play at an event? What do you put your hand up for, Don?
Mostly ring steward. However, I have started, I have finished for cross country. I've score run, I've jump judged. At ring steward, I have found my niche. And I think that most of the organizers prefer to have me as a ring steward for that very same reason, because I think I do actually set the riders at ease for the most part. And from that perspective, I help to keep, because the ring steward does, keep the show running. And that's really what an organizer does, is they kind of hand the show over to the ring stewards, because we're their customer contact. We're the ones talking to their riders, who are their customers.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about what these jobs involve, because they're long hours, long days, and for a few days, of course,
indeed,
during the duration of the event. Give us an idea of a typical week for you then, Don, at an event.
At an event. Well, let's just go right back to the one I have the I'm an old guy, so my short-term memory is not so good. But at Twin Rivers, I got there on Wednesday afternoon, and Thursday morning, I ring stewarded for the future event horse and the young event horse. It was a short day, so I went back to my hotel and just got ready for dressage on Friday. And dressage started early in the morning, about 8 a.m. And that went on until about noon. I did the FEI class, or the FEI classes in the morning for dressage, and then at noon I moved over to show jumping for the FEI and the advanced. And because the show was so big, we put in a bunch of the prelim horses as well. That day lasted pretty late. It went until about 5:30 or so. And then on Saturday, cross country, we started at 8 and we finished at 6 p.m. And then on Sunday, I did cross country again for the lower divisions, beginner novice through training level. And that's finished at about 3:45 on Sunday. And that is a weekend at Twin Rivers Spring CIC.
So to give people an idea of what, because we do want more volunteers in the sport constantly, as you know,
absolutely,
Don, to give them an idea of what those roles involve, let's talk about that particular job. Once you turn up first thing in the morning there, report for duty, what will your responsibilities be?
For FEI, of course, the order of go is set. My job is to coordinate with the FEI steward to get an on-time start, have enough riders, and we'll do, barn pages over the PA system if that's necessary, to get riders, in the saddle to get down to warm up so they can go out and have an ample warm-up time. And then when we're doing national level stuff, the order of go becomes a little more flexible. So for professional riders that have many clients and students on the property along with them, we'll try and resolve time conflicts. for those professionals. And that in and of itself can get a little daunting. That when you've got, like here on the West Coast, we have what I would consider probably around 20 top level trainers, coaches, what have you. And they'll just, over the years, they've come to have confidence in the fact that I can help them to resolve their time conflicts in the show. Periodically, they'll have a rider going across country and it shows them at the same time. So we try and resolve that so they can you know, pay more attention to their clients, which I think they appreciate. And other than that, it really is a bit of a nervous therapy kind of thing. We kind of joke around. Most of the riders here in the West, or many, I should say, know me and have seen me over the years. So it's always kind of a, how are you? It's great to see you this morning kind of thing. And it really does create an amicable situation where they feel at ease and they're good to go, because, it's nice when a ring steward is a bit of a cheerleader as well. The old have a good ride is super important, but sometimes it's not enough in the lower divisions to get someone to actually feel good about going out and competing.
And I'm sure you get to know them, and you know the ones that get nervous and how you can reassure them. So that rapport, I'm sure, is even more key to that relationship that you have, and also how fluid you can keep the event on schedule.
Well, that's the real kicker. Keeping your show running on time is so important, because and we've had this in the past where a show just changes. We have the inevitable stops out on cross country. We have the inevitable rider falls out on cross country, or even in any of the three disciplines, we can have delays. And it's important to be able to make up that time, because when shows are running late, it kind of creates a scenario. I liken it to automobile racing, in the sense that if there's a crash and they have to restart the race, there's inevitably another crash, especially in Formula One, where cautions kind of breed cautions. And we've had Malcolm Hook and I were working a show in Woodside about 4 years ago where it was almost like synchronized falling. We had three beginner novice riders all come off their horses at the exact same time. It was, and three horses running away all at the exact same time toward the barns. It was, one, it was funny. Two, everybody was okay. And three, we had to get those horses, bring the horses back out on course. And because it's beginner novice, they get to, they get a chance to go and stuff like that. But I think that the fun part of it is to consider it a challenge to keep the show working on time and to be able to be flexible for the riders. It's a daunting task. It's a big responsibility because, once again, you are as a steward, you are the customer contact. So it's important to, even when it's a little frustrating out there, to maintain friendliness and to also keep your eye on the prize, which is the last ride of the day.
Well, I was going to say that. I mean, you've got to be able to, tolerate the pressure when things like that do go really wrong, and keep smiling and keep the show on the road, so to speak. So that relationship with the riders is very important, and, not to get flustered under that kind of pressure when things could go wrong. It sounded like everybody got back on track there, but it's unusual to have three loose horses on the course at the same time.
Yes, it is, and it becomes, I may be aging myself here, but when I was a very young child, on Sunday afternoons, they would have old movies on, and they would, the Keystone Cops, they were kind of like a chaos crime fighters. And it was, you know, tantamount to a Benny Hill skit. It was just, you know, it can get chaotic out there. And in the oddest ways. And obviously, I'm not a big fan of seeing writers come off, because I know that's, you know, I know that's a bit of a, it's regarded as a bit of a failure. Everybody wants to have a good show, and it's impossible when you're running, you know, 425 writers in a weekend for everybody to have a perfect round. And I think that's when, you know, when they're walking off course, or, you know, they did, you know, they had a couple of stops, but they finished with a number. It's important to be a, you know, an encouraging force in there. Hey, we'll see you in the next one. You know, how did you feel before, you know, he got you off? You know, those kinds of things I actually do think that we get return customers because of that friendliness. And it's a super important aspect of the horse show experience, the 3-day eventing horse show experience.
Well, we've talked about a couple of those aspects that, you know, that you need to have in part of your personality to do this job well. But what would you say people should be expected, you know, to, in terms of stepping up to volunteer, what would you say those other qualities would be, Don?
I actually think that the most important aspect, from score runner to hospitality to jump judge, is focus. To be able to, and it's, you know, they're not terribly difficult jobs in terms of, you don't need a whole lot of physical strength. You don't really, for jump judges, it is all about focus. It's just being able to organize in your head that this is my task for the day, and just stick to it. You know, if your job is a jump judge, which I actually think is one of the utmost important volunteer positions at a show, listening to the jump judges before you. If you didn't catch, you know, the number when the rider's number when the starter announced it, then, you know, focus on the jump judges before you. If you're, you know, and getting those numbers, so that you're not, and that's why the numbers on pennies are so big, is so that there can't be a situation where, you know, you've got 64 and 65 out on course, and, you know, you're talking about 64 when you should be talking about 65. And it's a small matter, and it fixes itself during the course of the cross country round. But to this day, I still think that jump judging on cross country, and of course hospitality, bringing water out to those jump judges on cross country, are two of the most important jobs. And here on the West Coast, and I believe this is pretty much ubiquitous throughout USEA, and the different areas, is that we have a volunteer coordinator. And at Twin Rivers, that is Upper Division rider Asia Vetter. And at when the last I spoke to you, we also had Jerry Lance on, who does a lot of Robert Kellerhouse's shows. And at Copper Meadows, we have an amazing woman named Margie Davis. And it really helps these potential volunteers to understand their task. And score running, obviously, when people can't be at shows, and they may be horse owners or friends of someone who's going at Copper Meadows, the score runners, their job is to go out grab scores and get them back to the electronic scoring people. In our case here on the West Coast, it's the Scoring Chicks, which are part of the Startbox group. It's important that they just, you know, they focus on their job, get those scores back to electronic scoring so that people who are score stalking at their home or out at work or whatever they're doing can get, you know, can have a quick return on finding out how their friend is doing or how their horse is doing.
Well, of course,
stay focused.
And the ring steward, of course, what you're doing is not something you would be, you know, expected to volunteer to do the first time when you're starting out as a volunteer. But what are those tasks that you would say to people if you're coming in to volunteer to begin with? We would like you to do what?
Jump judge, hospitality, by all means, score running, and the ubiquitous gopher that is always needed at shows. But the job of ring steward, starter, finish on show jumping for dressage and for cross country, it's one that it doesn't take a whole lot of training. I worked one show with Tony, and she was amazing, and I learned from the best. And it was fairly easy. I took to it pretty fast. Yes, in my first couple of shows, there were some hiccups because I didn't actually understand, nor did I know many of the professionals, and they would come up and say, hey, you, I've got a time conflict. Can you help me? And I didn't exactly know how to do that at that time. So I did my best to stay focused on my task. I think that the job of ring steward, the job of starting at cross country, the job of scribing, are something where it would help to have a fair understanding of the sport.
Yes, for sure. Just some understanding is going to help in terms of the detail and what's expected of that role. And as I said, we're always looking for volunteers, and especially younger volunteers. Do you see that there are, readily, available new volunteers that come to an event and think, I'd like to have a go, I'd like to help? How does that pan out? Is it people that think, oh, I should give back to the sport and maybe shadow a volunteer for the day? How do you find that is evolving in the sport, Don?
I actually think with only 7 years of experience, I would say that we're getting a better cast of volunteers, a more experienced cast of volunteers here on the West Coast that are becoming rather, I see the same ones at a lot of shows. When I do see new ones, especially pony clubbers, I get really excited, and it's really a lot of fun to listen to them on the radio and give them encouragement to continue on. I would say that Area 6, which is, my home area, is doing very well at recruiting new volunteers. And, I've even had friends of mine volunteer at shows like the AECs and at places like Copper Meadows, and without any experience at horse shows whatsoever. And they were happy to have done it. It was an experience that they actually enjoyed. And the horse show environment is a pretty neat place. For the most part, it's kind of, it's just a happy place. And that, I know that sounds really Disney-esque, but I don't exactly know how to otherwise express it, other than saying that, by golly, it's most people are in a good mood. They're on their horse, they're not at work. and they're out to have a good time, and that really reflects on how many volunteers will volunteer. We have many professional riders. Tamara Smith, for one, is always putting her younger students, if they're not swamped with keeping up with Tammy, she's always got some of her students volunteering. Gina Miles, always a family member or a student volunteering. Holly Bennett, same. Barb Crable from Area 10, who comes out here a lot. A lot of our Northerners from Area 7 will have their kids and some of their students and their clients actually out there, and they encourage that. I think that is part of the cooperative spirit of the sport. So I would say that volunteerism is up a bit, and that's a good thing because certainly show attendance is up. And the quality of volunteers that we're getting is better because we have many more experienced volunteers coming to shows. And as in Twin Rivers, we have some, just a few years ago, a gentleman passed with somewhere in the neighborhood of 10,000 hours of, or I forget if it was hours or certificates. It was either 10,000 hours or $10,000 worth of certificates. This gentleman had just volunteered for, you know, the better part of a decade.
Well, it's encouraging that there is still a steady flow of volunteers coming into your area. Hopefully that ripples across the country, Don. And just your final thoughts on what you would say to anyone who's considering volunteering for the sport.
Come, do it. It's fun. And you get a much deeper understanding of the sport of three-day eventing. It is a blast. Some days it's hot, some days it's cold. Some weekends it's both hot and cold. So be prepared. That is one of the main things. Bring a chair if you're going to be out on cross country. Carry a backpack, you know, with some snacks in it, which are normally provided by the hospitality group. Stay hydrated and have fun because it really is, Chris. It's a whole bunch of fun out there.
It certainly is, and you'll make new friends and lots of memories too in the process, Don,
yes,
as you have done throughout the sport. Well, thank you very much indeed for coming on the program and talking about your experiences volunteering for the USEA, and thank you so much for your contribution.
Thanks, Chris. I appreciate that.
And a very special thanks to all the volunteers around the country who make this sport what it is. If you would like to get involved as a volunteer, please visit the website at useventing.com and contact the office to find an event near you. And good luck to everyone at Rolex this week. We'll be back next week with another episode of the USEA's official podcast. Until then, you can find all the latest news and results on the website at useventing.com and on our social media channels at USEventing. Until next week, thank you for listening and enjoy your eventing.